Earn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you hear me?
Now I hear you with your mouth stuffed, your face stuffed with food.
Can you hear me?
My God. I'm trying to do a pod here and this guy's stuffing his face.
I haven't eaten all day, man.
Why are you calling me to do the pod and you're like, I told you to eat.
Bro, we can do this after. I have a minimum amount of time to get this in.
Wow. Really squeezing us in. Real high priority over here. All right.
I still have my metronome in the back. Okay, let's. All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, we're. I don't know. This is it. We're going. I'm Steve.
Wait, this is the. We're doing the beginning, like now?
Oh, my God.
So, wait, I have a question. It's been such a long
that's
time.
That's Ernie.
Do we ever just.
By the way, that's Ernie.
Oh, my gosh. Don't we ever talk before we do the intro? I thought that's what we did.
Huh? No, I cut it so it looks like we talked. What do you mean? Like we're just going to chit-chat? Like a phone call?
I'm saying don't you usually... Because we always start with the clapping anyway, right?
Yes.
And then...
Then we start like, the pod. Like
when you start it, you don't get that clapping at the beginning every time.
Yeah, I edit that out.
Exactly. So then you can just start it whenever we are like, welcome to the podcast.
This guy literally, did this guy just say he was in a hurry? Did he just say he was in a hurry? He only had a little bit of time? Was I the only one that heard that? And now he's like, oh, we got time? Let's chit chat.
I'm just trying to tell you how I feel. If my body was a boat, could you steer that sailor? I can feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer. School I like. Classic like cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. Could you to romance me? I need a give and not a take. Who's what I need? It's cause I could love you if I really wanted to. You could be my glass of wine. Sunset, I mean exhale on exes. Baby, would you? Would you make it alright? Or maybe that much better. If you wanted, you could make it all worth it. Ooh, when I see the sunrise of you, make it that much better. So I hope you're gonna make it all worth it.
Bro, you know how these things take. We start it and then it gets too late. So we started at a good time. No,
I mean it. Yeah, it's
and then
11:30. But I guess
I know this is gonna go for an hour.
Whoa, like. Easy. Some of us got work tomorrow, Ernie. You know, jeez. No,
let me tell you, the Merle. He said, can you start the movie review before 50 minutes into the podcast? All right. Let's get... There's a lot of... I've been waiting to hear your thoughts on this movie.
Been waiting since last...
Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I can go if you want me to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go first.
I'll give a little background, a little setup. I mean, obviously, we're going to have spoilers. Okay. So if you haven't seen the movie, don't listen to this pod. We wanted to watch it in an IMAX, even though it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was like kind of shot in IMAX, right? Like in a.
It's shot in IMAX, but not 70 millimeter.
Yeah, not 70, which is fine. I didn't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then the question was like, where do we go to watch it in 70? And we were like, okay, there's like the Air and Space Museum has the biggest IMAX in like the area. East, pretty big IMAX, super tall. Mm-hmm. The only problem is it's not really a movie theater. And
Udvar Hazy.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
That's just the name of the Air and Space Museum.
It's still weird. Yeah, okay, so we went over there.
Yeah, it's just like a hangar that they converted into like a theater.
Yes.
Or I guess they used to have like the air, you know, the...
Right, and it's a nice screen. It's a big screen. It's IMAX projector, dual 4K laser projector, nice visuals, which to me is always the premium thing. But you can't reserve seats, and their setup is, it's so, like if you're going to watch science IMAX movies, that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
So
it's there for that, and they just added these movies later on.
Yeah. Like. So we bought our tickets, and I went pretty early.
This is opening weekend.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, Saturday.
So we know they're going to be lines. Saturday prime time, 7 p.m.
I'm there, and
I was dreading this. Because I knew there was going to be so many people.
Didn't mind the crowd. It was just, I knew I was going to have to go early to get us a seat. So I was there at an hour and 45 minutes before the show to stand in line. And there were still like 50 people in front, like at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine. Waited in line, got in, saw the movie. I'll get to that. But I'll never go back and do that again for a movie. For not just because, really? Not because of the wait. The wait wasn't even that bad. Hour 45, whatever. It was the theater was hot. Like, they did not temperature control that theater. It was, like, so warm in there. And the seats were not that comfortable. Like, I kept feeling like I had to move around or my legs were, like.
It wasn't a. You can recline back and have a little dinner.
I don't mind not reclining because reclining can make me tired. So I didn't mind not reclining, but I don't know. It was just very basic. It's like there. It's for you to watch a 45-minute IMAX, not a three-hour movie like Dune. So that was that. Now, the movie itself...
I saw Dune 1 there. I saw Dune 1 when I went to that same theater.
I hadn't heard anything. I didn't read any reviews, obviously. You know, I really liked the first one. So I was very... And I've never read the books, never saw the original movies. So I was very interested to see how this one would go. And I was... I don't want to say disappointed with the first... 40-45 minutes of the movie, but it was slow but weirdly fast. Does that make sense? Like, the timing, they paced the movie weird. I'll give a for example. So like they start the movie almost immediately where the other movie left off. Like, you're like almost immediately after the last scene in Dune 1, you're back in Dune 2 in like kind of the same exact moment. And all of a sudden they're like, hey, you know, to test your skills, to see if you really have what it, you know, to make it as a Fremen, you need to like go to that hill over there and cross in the middle of the night. And so you're like, okay, cool. He's going to do this thing. And so you see him going and it's nighttime. He's doing it. And then all of a sudden, it's like the next thing you see him, he's like with everyone else doing something else. And you're like, wait, hold on. What? You just spent like 7 minutes setting that up. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I guess we assume he did it. Like, okay. And then they just kind of jumped. Like, they time jumped a lot, it felt like. Like, I think we're supposed to believe that a lot of time has elapsed from the first part of Dune 2 to like when the movie really starts going, like maybe years even have gone by. And it doesn't feel like that. Like, you have to like logically think that when you watch it.
You think the time is years?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, I don't at know. Least or like a very long time, months and months, if not like a year.
Okay.
I mean, it's way yeah, more, yeah. But then if you watch it and you're not thinking about it logically, you might just think it all just happens like in weeks because of how.
I mean, I don't think it's that long because the mom is pregnant, you know, like she's still.
Oh, that's true. But who knows how time works in Dune universe. But you're right. You're right. The mom is pregnant. I had a question.
I don't know.
So anyway, okay, I was right. A little like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I get it. They're trying to build him up, but it felt like they were jumping very fast to build him up. And I didn't really buy the, like, he goes from this stranger to, like, everyone's worshiping him. It felt like it was very forced.
It was hard for that to happen that quickly. Or, like, you know.
I mean, in a 3-hour movie, you expect, like, they'd be able to set that up well and, like, really make you believe, like, he earns that and it happens. But it's almost like there's one guy that kind of believes in him and he's truly the leader and he just does everything this stranger says and then somehow everyone just loves the stranger instead. You know, it's just like. That's the first 45 minutes. Okay.
That's the initial. Okay.
Do you want me to continue? Tell me what you think about that.
Let me go. Because I'll give you my end. I know I can remember the moment I got out of that and how I felt.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk to you about it right then, but we waited. So, okay. Before this movie, I remember you were like sending me just some things about the director and he would say stuff here and there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the minute I came out of that, it was just like, it was a really long movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. I liked it a lot. I liked the movie a lot. But I feel like there was something that you talked about the director about TV ruining movies.
Oh.
And I feel like a movie can't give you what Dune needs to have. Like, it's too short to explain everything. And then you stuff it into this huge movie and it's not like, I see very similarities between Game of Thrones and Dune, right? But a show, you can develop that so much better than a movie can.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was just so long. It was good. I loved
it. It was a good movie. Like, overall, like, when I say the first, that's my only critique of the movie is like that first 45 minutes. After that, I felt like it took off and it was just like the story kept moving because it did feel like there was a lot of like action stuff and like movement and it was good. It was fast paced in that sense, but like, so, I didn't feel like the story was, it was just kind of like weirdly just. I don't know. It was like they were doing time jumps and no one was really explaining things.
Like Dune, I mean, like Dune is like sci-fi, Star Wars, you know, that type of thing, mm-hmm. right? Like Star Wars, sci-fi. Like you really have to like develop these characters, right? Now, it's very similar. What did you think about movies like epic type of movies like Braveheart, Gladiator, right? To me, it's very similar.
Yeah.
Like those are long movies too.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're just one story.
Yes.
And then.
And it.
Like, Dune is like a whole thing. Like, it's just.
There's a lot of, like, moving. There's a lot of complexity mm-hmm. to Dune. Like, there's different families, and there's magic, mm-hmm. and there's also, like, mm-hmm. there's just so many little moving parts. Like, I bet you, like, Dune could be its own. I mean, and this is, like, you know, Dune was some of the source material for like Star Wars, you know, like it was written before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, Dune could have its own, like, there could be other worlds.
It could be its own world.
Where other things are mm-hmm. happening that are outside. Like, you can imagine that kind of thing happening with Dune. I hope it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I hope they just wrap this up and, like, that's it.
It's not going to. He's just going to do one more, and that's going
to
be
I know,
be
but
it.
It's not up to him, right? It's up to whoever. It's not up to Warner Brothers. Yeah, if Warner Brothers wants to turn it into a show and, like, do this and that with it.
But as a movie, like, I thought it was really good. Like, you know, he's, like, it's that type of movie to me. It's like a Braveheart or a Gladiator.
Yeah.
The thing is, I just feel like you can build something like that better with the TV show than with a movie.
But that's because, and I think it,
that's the problem. But, that's the problem I have.
But I think it also goes to like what he was saying in some of those quotes I sent you, where he's like, "I don't like dialogue."
Yeah.
You know, where he was basically like, "I'm not a fan of dialogue." Mm-hmm. I think that's really what was missing.
Yeah, he wanted to show it.
Mm-hmm. Think about like the love story aspect of that, like. There's hardly any dialogue between them.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like made to believe that they just kind of eyeball each other and then they're just like in love. Like they don't ever have any meaningful conversation ever. And you're just kind of like, I don't know. It was just,
I mean, I do love the visuals of it.
No. Like, oh, I mean, visually I could not imagine watching this in any other format than the movie theater. Like you have to go to the theater to watch this. I would not wait for streaming. It's so not a streaming movie. Like this is what theaters were made for, were movies like this, even more than Oppenheimer or Barbie. Like this was way more of the kind of movie you want to go to a theater to watch, you know?
It's just too long, man.
It is long.
You can't expect somebody to sit down for 3 hours like, to watch something, man.
I mean,
I don't know. I wasn't tired. I didn't fall asleep or anything like that. It was just like,
no, I didn't. There were moments where I did feel like I was getting tired, you know, like I was like, oh, let me eat a little more popcorn.
Yeah.
I was just, I don't know. I was definitely feeling it, but it wasn't because of the movie. I think it was just me. I mean, okay. Would you, because I talked to Merle about this, because Merle, I could tell the, even though Merle was trying not to hype it, I knew Merle loved this movie just from the way he was like holding it in. And he was like immediately like, I'm going to watch it again. You know, like I'm thinking to myself, that's what I'd ask you. Would you watch this again?
Yeah, I would watch it again.
Like you'd go back to the theater next week and watch it. Like
If Umby wanted to go to the theater, I would go watch it with her. But I'd rather just wait till it comes out, buy it, and watch it again.
Okay, I mean, so yeah, like in 6 months or a year, you'd watch it again, sure. Yeah. But you wouldn't. But Merle was literally like, "I'm gonna go back to the theater and watch it again."
If anything, like I said, it's cool. Like I really liked how they developed it. Like I would want to learn more about Dune. I would probably like want to read the book over watching the movie again.
Can I say that? Okay, because there's obviously like a new villain that they introduce. To me, that's when the movie really starts. Like, to me, that's when I really started getting interested.
Yeah, he's a part of the reason. Okay, so before we get into that, did you like the first one better than the second one?
Yes.
You did. I liked this one better.
But this I think has to do more with me than with the movies. Like, I always, whenever there's like something new that I don't know anything about, I love origin. I love origin story. Like, even for superhero movies, if they're going to redo, like, let's say they were going to remake Superman again, right? Or remake Batman. I will always go watch the first one. Because I'm always interested to see what someone's origin take is. And it's always, even though you kind of know what they're going to do, everyone always does it a little different. And it's always, I love seeing people develop into who they're supposed to be. Because once they become the thing, it's no longer interesting. To me. It's just like, okay, well, that's what they're going to be. There's no more changes coming, you know?
But I mean, like Batman, did you like the first, like Christopher Nolan's Batman, did you like the first one or the second one?
I mean, that's hard because the villain in the second one was so much more compelling. Yeah. But I love Batman Begins. I can rewatch that over and over. Like, his origin, that whole thing, him going to the mountains and all that. Like, that was, I love that. I could watch that over and over.
All right. That's interesting. No, I wasn't sure. I was about to ask you that one also. Like, I didn't know which one you liked better.
When Dune 1 ends, you feel like there's so much that is like, there's so much to, like, you know all the bad guys of one. It feels like Empire Strikes Back, but it's the first movie. You know, it's like, you feel like all the good guys are, like, done.
The good guys are done.
And you feel like, oh, my gosh. But you realize, oh, this kid, there's something about him. Like, there's, you know, he's got some magic. He's got some skills. Like, you know that something big is going to happen. And so that, it's kind of like a book you're reading and you're just imagining the next book, you know? This one was good. It just,
I did like the villain. Like, to me, the villain was, he was really good too.
He was really good. I was a little worried that it was going to be another one of these, like, George, I felt like Game of Thrones. Like, it was going to be like another sad.
Really?
I was kind of thinking, like, maybe something bad's going to happen and it's going to be...
Honestly, if something like that happened, that would have been crazy.
That's what I thought. I honestly thought... Because, you know, the second movie of a trilogy usually is like a downer slash the bad guys are winning, Empire Strikes Back, you know, like...
I didn't know either.
But I still think... like, crazy stuff could potentially happen. I hope they don't take the last movie and try to split it into two movies. I hope
I don't think they will.
Don't do no...
Especially if it's the same director. Yeah. I mean, he's going to just do one more.
Yeah, he should. He's got other stuff to do.
He won't do more than that.
Yeah. I hope so.
I mean, he's saying he wants to do one more, and he wants to end it after three.
That's good.
He just wants to do a trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little... I get that it takes, obviously they got to go across the world to film this stuff and all the, you know, cast, their schedules have to line up. And that's why it takes years and years in the editing and whatnot. I get all that. But man, 4 years just seems like a long time. Like, because
it didn't seem that long to
this me. Was 2 years. Like, oh, this came out at the end of 2021. So basically beginning of 2022. In last 2024, like, they did it within.
Wait, so you don't? They're saying when the next one's coming out?
2028.
They said that already.
That's apparently that's what I've.
Well, I mean, supposedly he doesn't want to do this as his next. He wants to do another movie in between.
Well, he'll have time. He's got 4 years, so I'm sure he can do other projects between now and then. It was good.
Oh, that's.
I was a little disappointed Zendaya's featured so prominently in, like, their the way they promote the movie, but her role, I felt, was, like, very small. Like,
that's just because she's a big name. That's why they're gonna promote
her. I guess. But I thought her character was gonna be, like, a bigger role.
I didn't know.
I don't know. Overall, I liked it. What are you giving it out of 100?
I gave it a 90.
90?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Okay.
Like I said, I think that what's changed with me is
I'm up there. I'm at 85. And 9 is hard to get a 9 for me. 9's got to blow me out of the water.
I mean,
85.
I feel like movies don't do it for me anymore. Like TV shows can.
Dude, TV shows don't either, to be honest. What TV show?
I'm just saying, like,
Love is Blind.
Show, like, no, please. No. TV show like please. A TV show like The Bear, you can do more with it.
Yeah. I mean, The Bear is great, but I still don't put the. I mean, The Bear is amazing. I love The Bear. But to me, it still is not... It's not on... Like, the shows we were watching during that golden era, True Detective season one, I mean, The Wire.
True Detective season one.
You know, Dexter.
I mean, season Game of one. Thrones was
Game
good.
Of Thrones first four seasons. You know, like that.
Do you like the Game of Thrones, the House of Dragon?
It's okay. You know, it's good.
Oh, just okay to you. Oh, I love it. I think it's better than like, the last couple of seasons of Game of Thrones.
It's literally the same. It's like we were saying, it's the same world in a different timeline, and they're just different.
Yeah, but I didn't think I would like it as much.
But
when
what
it first
are they doing
out.
That's so much better? Like, what do you like that's so much better? It's just the different characters and their origin story and who's gonna get the throne thing is different because he's an old man and she's and it's just like, oh, this family and it's just. It's the same thing, yeah, but it's different. Like it. It's same, but it's a different.
It's different characters.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not gonna.
It's a different story.
I mean, sure, but you know, it's like how can a spinoff come close to the original?
I don't know. I just when it comes to movies, I do feel like you just got to make like a 2-hour movie, first of all. Like, I mean, these movies that are too long. You saw that one movie. How is it?
I don't mind Dune's length. I didn't mind Dune's length. A Dune, to me, is the type of movie that deserves 3 hours. Barbie does not.
Oppenheimer
didn't. Like, they could have cut the last 30 minutes of Oppenheimer. I would have been fine.
No, I feel like Dune... It can be you could even make it longer. Like you could, but it should be split up into shorter parts.
I mean, this is not a, you couldn't release it like this. You couldn't release Dune.
I know. That's the problem, man. I feel like
in one hour, what would you have, if you had watched 1 hour of this movie, like that's not enough.
It's not enough, but I would almost rather have like 6 separate parts fleshed out longer.
No, I know what you mean.
Like a TV show.
I know what you mean. It's just the visuals on this do not, you couldn't just, no one in their right mind would make this a TV show. You'd never have it look as good.
But why not? What's the reasoning why you can't do that?
Because you have less time. Yeah, cost.
Expenses.
Way too expensive.
I don't know. I feel like you can. I feel like you can.
You can, but it's not going to look as good. Like, the amount of time and energy.
I think it will.
They go,
I think you can.
No, they go over each frame, these guys, you know, these post-production guys. They'll go over each frame and each grain of sand and each
sound.
Like, if you
just gave this director, if you gave this director that ability to just put, like, 6 hours of content and release it at once.
I mean, you don't have to release the show at once just because you did it, like, you know.
Or whatever. Just, you know, have the movie come out, like, once every month or something.
Didn't Matrix do that at the end? Didn't some movie do that where it was, like, they came out with one part and then the next one came out, like, 3 months later?
I don't know.
Some movie did that, not super long. Well, I guess it's long now, but I thought it was Matrix. I thought Matrix... 2 and 3 came out like within months of each other.
Okay, so I mean, I know you like this director also, but if you had to choose between him or Nolan, who do you like as a better director?
That's hard to say because the peaks of this guy's like, to me, Incendies is, I mean, incredible.
Yeah, no, it's great.
You know, like, that's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Like, I would say his movies, a lot of them have been my favorite movies that came out that year.
Like
Arrival.
Oh,
that
Arrival
was my favorite
movie
that year. Sicario, I love
I loved Sicario.
Dune 1, that was my favorite movie that year it came out.
What about Blade Runner?
I don't know. Blade Runner I didn't see in the theater, you know, and I don't have that big of a, like, you know.
I never saw any of his movies before Incendies.
I think he has some other stuff, but I don't
know. He does. I don't know. It never, but like Dune and Dune 2 are the last movies that he's actually written since Incendies. He didn't write Sicario or Arrival.
I mean, I would say like Nolan's a bigger, like, his movies are more for the masses. Like, I feel like, I mean, Dune is for the masses too, but I feel like Christopher Nolan entertains more. His movies are more entertaining. If I had to watch them again, I'd probably watch Nolan's movies again.
I think that this guy, Denis Villeneuve, mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's how you say it.
Yeah,
but visually, his movies are better than Nolan's.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I think his eye in the camera, or at least the way he edits it and just the cinematography, to me, I don't know if that's just the guys he works with are just like that, like his favorite people, but
mm-hmm.
like this visually looked better to me than Oppenheimer.
For sure. Oppenheimer.
But like, what movie of Nolan's
I liked Oppenheimer,
is the- like visually like stunning to you?
I mean, I like Tenet a lot.
Did you? I felt like you were disappointed in Tenet.
I mean, visually I liked it a lot, but story wise I feel like it was just so complex, like too overly.
To me, Dunkirk was probably his best.
Oh, I love Dunkirk.
Like, kind of visual movie.
I think all of his are pretty good. Like,
but you're right. He is a little bit more Inception. For the masses, a little bit.
So what? We still have all these Oscar movies, but
we'll do Oscars with B.
All right.
When is the Oscars? When do we need to watch
next week? Oh my gosh. Next week, bro.
Some movies. Go watch some movies.
Is there any movie you're looking forward to?
Can you name some? Because I don't even know what's coming out.
No, I don't know anything at all.
Hold on. Let me look. Let me see.
You know what?
Joker 2.
There were some trailers
Joker
that came out in the Super.
Joker 2.
Super Bowl had some trailers. But they're all just like rehashes.
I don't care about any of that. Let me look. I'm looking. Wow, none of this looks good.
None of the trailers we saw looked good.
No, this looks terrible.
What?
I'm just looking at all the movies coming out. It's like Bad Boys 4.
Deadpool 2 looks good.
Nah, look at this me.
You're not a Deadpool guy, no. Huh? Did you watch the Deadpool?
Kevin Costner has a Western thing that's... I don't know if it'll be good or not.
Isn't that a TV show?
No. Is it? I think it's a movie. It's a movie. He's doing it like a series, like chapters. Kind of like how you want it. It's going to be like a... What if Dune was like, I'll do a movie a year, Dune. And like, we'll do...
Oh,
we'll do
it.
Do 8 movies. And it'll be over 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd like that too.
Oh, you know what looks good coming out? Wicked movie.
I mean, it'll be interesting, but
Twisters? You sure you don't like these rehashes?
Okay. I never liked the first Twister, weirdly, even though I love
really
tornadoes, or like I'm very fascinated by them. But I do kind of want to see this one because CGI has gotten so much better. I want to see the new Joker. That's what I want to see.
You do. It's a musical.
I know. which to me at least is interesting, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about, not a little worried, I'm a lot worried about Gladiator 2. Like, I can't believe they're doing a second Gladiator.
Oh my gosh.
Like, to me, that's just the, like, how can you take a classic movie? Like, that's lit, like, Gladiator's literally like a classic. How are you going to do a sequel to that? And it's like in the future, someone else. You know, like,
I don't know. I don't even know what they're gonna do with that. It's all these rehashes, man. Like,
no, and Karate Kid. You know how they did the Karate Kid TV show? They're gonna make a new movie now. They're gonna make like a cinematic universe with Karate Kid.
For Karate Kid?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So,
like, Ralph Macchio will be there, and Jackie Chan.
He's annoying.
Oh, guess what? Another, The Lion King. They're remaking that again. Like,
into what?
Prequel.
Huh?
Prequel. It's
cartoon.
It's about Mufasa. Yeah.
Yeah, but is it cartoon?
I believe so. And it's not even James Earl Jones doing the voice. How are you gonna not? How are you gonna
If he's young Mufasa, they're not gonna have him. If it's young Mufasa.
Young Mufasa would still sound like that. And then, of course, Lord of the Rings.
AI.
Like, then there's a Lord of the Rings
his
movie
voice with AI.
Out. Like, there's just nothing good, man. There's nothing good in movies. Like, there's nothing good for the anticipated movies. I think the good movies are gonna be the indie movies, like they have been for the last, like, I don't know, 15, 20 years now.
Maybe.
That's where you have to go to watch movies.
Some movies, like, okay, I own this trilogy, right? And I just thought it was done. But now they're making a new, like, a part four. And I'm like, how does this, like, Planet of the Apes. They're making another Planet of the Apes,
I know.
Right? I'm like, how are they going to open this back up?
Because there's money to be. It's like these guys still think that you have to, like, make, like, you can only make movies about things people are already familiar with. Like, no one will go to the theater unless it's.
Is it because of that? They feel like the older generation will go to the theater to watch these
things.
Think
about, like, look at even. Pixar has run out of ideas. They're doing an Inside Out 2. Why? Like, there was no Lion, like, remember when The Little Mermaid, Lion King, Aladdin, like, all those movies came out?
Okay,
there was no sequel.
Like,
if there was a sequel, it went direct to video. It was not a sequel that came out in the theater. It was like, here, you watch this on the Disney Channel.
When they bring an original one, they can do well with it sometimes. Like Frozen, you know, it was an original.
Exactly.
One. It came out, it was good.
That's
it was
why,
successful.
That's why.
They need to just have
exactly.
More
just
of those.
Just take new book. You don't even have it. Original doesn't even have to be like you wrote it last year. Find a book that wrote
exactly.
50 years ago and hasn't made anything about and turn it into. They're doing A Quiet Place again. Like. Mm-hmm. Again? A Quiet Place?
What about TV shows?
Axel Foley. They're doing Beverly Hills Cop again. Like,
are there any TV shows that are coming out that you're excited about on HBO? Oh, I got one. What do you think? They're making a Penguin series
about the character Penguin?
From the movie, based on... It's the same actor from the movie.
What do you mean the same
What's his
actor?
Name? The Batman that just came out. It's on HBO.
Who was... Oh, Colin Farrell?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be. I mean, Penguin's kind of an interesting character in that no one really... has really explored him much.
It's just funny to me. I mean, if HBO is involved in it, I'll have interests in it.
This is true. I I'm just very, I don't know. TV shows, to me, though, I'm looking forward to The Bear season 3. Like, that's... I don't think there's any other shows that I'm like, I really need to see. You know how I get into TV shows? Okay, I guess The Shogun, people are saying it's good. I'll check it out. I liked Blue-Eyed Samurai. That was a new show, a new genre. That was really good, you know? So... Mm-hmm.
I like the show called Industry that they're bringing season 3 out. Your show, My Brilliant Friend, season 4.
Finally. Jeez.
House of Dragons, season 2.
You've never seen that show, have you?
I started it, but I didn't finish it.
You saw My Brilliant Friend?
I started it, but I didn't finish it.
I mean, when you say started it, what do you mean?
I didn't finish season 1. Ooh.
That's a show. That's a show that I feel is crazy underrated. Like, I'm surprised no one talks about that.
Which?
My Brilliant Friend.
Oh.
That is such a good show. And they keep...
Wait, did you watch Last of Us?
The Last of Us? Yeah.
The show. You liked it, right?
Yeah. I liked the video game.
Yeah. Did you like the movie, the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Pedro Pascal's good.
There's so many things I haven't seen still. What do you think about this whole Star Wars? Like, are you all like Star Wars out of these different like shows and miniseries or whatever?
I am Star Wars out, but I do want to see.
Did you watch the newest ones? What is it called?
Oh, Tokyo Vice season 2, Masters of the Air. That was supposed to be like a Band of Brothers, but...
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
I don't know if it, you know...
Do you like White Lotus, the show?
I really was like, hate watching season 1, and then season 2 I actually kind of got into.
Really?
Oh, it's different. Every season, it's like different characters. It's different. You've seen it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like season 2 better,
too. Yeah, I like season 2 better. Tokyo Vice season 2. I've been watching that. I have not started True Detective. I haven't started True Detective.
I saw a meme.
I don't even want to know. Don't spoil it.
No. It's not going to spoil anything, but can I just tell you what the meme was?
Okay, go for it.
It's a guy, like, a baton, you know, like when you run a relay race. It's like handing the baton, right?
Okay.
And the one baton is the Game of Thrones series finale 8, handing the baton to the True Detective finale.
That's a spoiler, fool.
No, I haven't watched the finale after that.
But dude, it's getting better. Like, now they're even rehashing TV shows. Like, now they're doing Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but TV show. Like, what is that? Huh?
I don't know.
Who's
like a new up and coming director?
Who's a new up and coming director?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I already know who it is, but I already know what your reaction's going to be. Because I feel like this dude does original stuff.
Okay, who?
Peele, Jordan Peele.
Original to himself or just original to everyone else?
Just original stuff, yeah. Original to everyone else.
To me, he's
yeah.
like M. Night Shyamalan. He found one thing, then he's like redoing it over and over and over and over.
No, I think he does things a little differently.
It's the same kind of genre.
M. Night's making some other movies.
It's like
coming out, I think.
It's, you know, it's like how George Lucas just did sci-fi. And
M. Night, that dude fell off so bad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. he fell off, but he still makes, people are still letting him make movies, so he's, I'm sure he's doing fine. But you kind of pigeonhole yourself in like one area. I would love to see Jordan Poole do anything else, rom-com, whatever. What? Okay, I finished Griselda. I thought it was okay. I thought it was okay.
It's whatever. It's whatever. It's whatever.
Yeah, I didn't think it was as good as Narcos.
No, by it's like not. A, it's any, not. It's not Narcos. It was not level as at close all, at all.
Yeah, Narcos. Is...
I liked the one character. I thought he was very good, but her like boyfriend, husband. I thought he was really good in it, but I don't know.
She flew too close to the sun. It's like. She could have actually hung on longer, but she's trying to do that stuff from America. Give me a break. St. Columbia.
Okay, you know what I'm kind of happy about, though?
What?
I mean, I feel like superhero movies have, they've kind of slowed, like fallen off.
Oh, because right? Madam Web is sucking?
No, just every, like, don't you feel that it's finally come?
But
like,
I want it to permeate to all rehashes, like Ghostbusters Afterlife. Like, no, we don't need that.
No, it's not going
all to. These, like, even from the previews. Like, they're showing Ghostbusters. It doesn't look or feel anything like the original Ghostbusters. It doesn't even seem better. It just seems like generic movie with a bunch of callbacks to stuff people my age have seen before. And they think that's going to lure me back in to watch it. Like, I'm probably not. The same way I didn't watch what was that? Eddie Murphy, oh my gosh. Coming to America 2. Yeah, no. I'm not going to ruin Coming to America 1 by watching Coming to America 2. Like, I'm not going to watch Born, whatever that was. I'm not watching that. Born Ultimatum was...
They're making that again?
No, I'm saying they finished on a high note with the Born Ultimatum, and then they made some, like... Fake Born with what's his name, Jeremy Renner, and then they brought this guy back for a movie called Born, which was supposed to be like part 4, and both of those movies sucked. I'm not gonna watch those. I'm not gonna waste my time. No, I think overall I feel like we're just in a creative dead zone right now. Maybe these writers need to start using AI to come up with ideas. Because,
dude, AI is going to be taking over everything.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's going to start writing all these movies. You'll see all this AI, CGI and stuff. It's, I don't know.
But imagine that. What if you could program AI to give you the originality that you're looking for out of, that you can't find?
Fine,
for movies,
I'll take it. If it gives,
yeah, but wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes, I'm all about just find me a rid. But here's the thing: AI doesn't come up with anything on its own. AI is AI can only look at everything that's ever been done. And then read back something to you. So AI inherently isn't original. Like, nothing AI says is original. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm trying to rack my brain right now to think about, like, what am I looking forward to entertainment-wise? Like, there's not much.
No.
But maybe, you know what though? Maybe I need to just start watching some of these like smaller, low budget movies that just seem interesting and original, you know? The Last of Us was good. You know, The Last of Us was original and interesting.
Was it? I mean, it's based on
based off the movie. I mean, off the game. But, you know, it's an original. When I watched that, when I played the game, I remembered telling Calm, I was like, hey, this is basically like you're playing a movie. Like, the story is that good that the gameplay is, it's fine, but it's really the story that's so engrossing that I showed him the very beginning scene of the game, and he was like, yeah, it was like different from anything we'd played before on console.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to be recording another pod before. Well, I guess if we're doing Oscars, we will. But I hope everyone's going to go see The Eclipse on April 8th. Because there won't be another one for 40 years in
North America. I have a question. You're telling me this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really true? I feel like they said that last time.
No, they didn't say that last time. Everyone knew this one was coming after.
Are you sure?
Yes, I was planning for this one as I was watching last one. I remember, because the place that I saw the last one in 2017, this current eclipse, it actually crosses that same area. Like, if I go back to that same road I was on when I saw the one in 2017, I could see this one. But I'm going to Texas.
I have a question.
Yeah.
All right. What if on the day that this eclipse, what if it's like cloudy or
that's
like
gonna
rainy?
Suck. We're going to have to drive.
It's a possibility, right?
It is a possibility. I mean, you can't. I'm hoping the fact that I'm in Texas means that it's going to be and, you know, I'm hoping we'll get good mm-hmm. weather. But yes, it's still April.
It's such a crazy thing.
And it's El Nino, so who knows? If that happens, though, that's I will literally be scouring my weather app to try to see where to go, how many hours I need to drive. that would suck.
Ooh, bro. The next one's going to be in Iceland.
What?
That would be the sickest place to see an eclipse.
There's eclipses that happen over the ocean, like all the, like, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, no one's going to sit in a boat, go out there in a boat.
Yeah.
Gosh. All right, man.
All right.
We hit your hour mark. Well, just about.
Good. Perfect.
So, Dune 2, go see it. It's a good movie. Go see it in a theater. It'll make you... Like, I definitely want to see Dune 3. I can't... Yeah, I'll definitely have that on my calendar when they announce it.
So, the thing about Dune is... I know so many people that didn't like the first one, and they're usually not like fans of sci-fi either. So like,
really? I mean, it
do
was
you think
weird.
Somebody just
like there's a grossness mm-hmm. to Dune. there's something in the movie like a something I need to ask you about because I didn't understand it at all. I feel
okay.
You want me to ask it here? Or,
no, we're not doing it on here. I don't know. Maybe. Go.
Okay, you know how
ask it. I don't even know if I'm gonna have the answer to it. So
remember in his like visions, he's like okay. he figures out
okay.
that his
all right, let's see.
Mom mm-hmm. had a his mom was like Harkonnen or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cause he's like, oh so we're Harkonnen? Like what is he talking about? Like, I don't understand. Because how is his mom...
He sees that his...
What? I didn't understand what happened. That,
his mom is that Harkonnen leader's... That's his grandfather.
The Harkonnen leader? The like, fat guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The fat guy is his grandfather.
Mm-hmm. And he says it to him when he kills him.
I couldn't even hear what he was saying.
There were a few things that he said that you couldn't hear. It was weird. I was like, what?
Yes. I don't know if that was specific to the theater or the way they cut the sound. Wait, hold on. But how did he figure that out? Because he was like,
when he drank that water or whatever.
Yeah, what did it show though?
That showed him that he's hearkening, that his mom was hearkening.
But like, who is she to that guy then? She's the granddaughter,
she's his daughter.
Or she's the daughter?
No, she's daughter. Mm-hmm.
She always.
Honestly, I thought.
What? See, that's weird.
Honestly, I thought when he became Harkonnen, I thought he was actually gonna like not team up with that other dude, but kind of. I thought, like you said, I thought there was a possibility that it was just gonna go like really dark.
Yeah.
That he was just gonna become like the bad guy.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
It definitely would have been interesting. No. Yeah. Okay. I still don't quite understand how in it, the visions that he had that is what he saw. Because when I saw was watching the visions, I was like, how did he come to that conclusion? Like,
okay, there are a few other things I have questions for. Do you know these answers?
Because if I didn't know that, all right, go ask.
No. Okay, he had these visions of the mom and like the
sister.
South being like all desolate. No. The sister too, but the South being like all desolate and like everyone hungry and dying. And then he saw like Zendaya go like, you know, like turn like older.
Mm-hmm.
That was just fake. That nothing. None of that happened.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
It was like a fake vision,
dude. It's the series isn't over.
I guess.
But he's definitely. You already know, kind of. You can already kind of tell that he's gonna die, and Anna Taylor-Joy is gonna be the one that actually finishes the thing. His sister.
I mean, his sister. That was kind of
because he was too. Like, I'm not gonna be there. Didn't he say something like that? Like, he's like, I'm not gonna be. I'm gonna finish what you started or something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. See, I can see why people would want to watch this a second time, but I'll wait until it comes out. I'm not gonna go back to the theater. It's too long,
dude. It's too long. I can't. If there's a movie that you have to like get up because like you can't like sit for that long. It's like, that's too much. That's too long.
They don't do... I'm trying to... You know how...
Get intermission.
How long was Ben-Hur? Because they had an intermission for Ben-Hur way back in the day. But was it... What if it was just a regular 3-hour movie, but people couldn't handle it, so they did an intermission?
It is, probably.
Hold on. I got to see Ben-Hur runtime. No, okay. Ben-Hur's 3.5 hours, so... Okay, that makes more sense.
That's like that one movie. What
movie?
Scorsese's latest. How long is that one?
Oh, that was long. Yeah. Killers of Flower Moon. We'll talk about that next week when we do the Oscar pod. All right. I think that...
Is anything crazy going to happen at the Oscars anymore?
Dude, don't... No. Nothing ever crazy happened before... That year, what is last year, the year before?
Yeah, no, there was. I'll tell you. When they read the wrong movie, that one. La La Land.
They read the right movie. They gave it, they read the, they said the right answer, and then they gave it to the wrong movie. That was the better movie.
I like that director. And that movie.
Yeah, he's good. He's young. I guess he's a young director.
Yeah.
Fit your. Okay. Nice. We good? Aaron, you.
Yeah. Yeah. Dune 2.
Dune 2. Go watch it. 2 thumbs up.
Yeah.
I'm Steve.
What? Emmer.
What? You want to keep going? guy just, he's like, we gotta keep it short. I don't got a lot of time. And now he's like trying to.
No. I'm saying, like, we do this at the end. We don't do this at the end. We just wrap it up.
No, that's not how we do it.
I'm Steve and I'm Ernest at the end. We never do that.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. I'm going back. I'm going to listen to one of our pods. Let me listen to this. That's... Dude, we do it. You're so dumb.
It's been a while. I don't know.
You messed it all up. I'm Steve.